Asina mali, asina mali, yo asina mali, asina mali.
Research by Statistics South Africa revealed that the youth reported the highest unemployment rate, with the 15 to 24-year-olds group reporting a 63.9% and the 25 to 34-year-olds group recording a 42.1%, with black women recording 40.6% and black Africans generally at 38.6%. Education activist Hendrik Makaneta says the unemployment in the country is heartbreaking and calls for transformation in the education system.
Unemployment in South Africa continues to be a cause for great concern, particularly as it affects young people in the main graduates, some of whom have obtained their qualifications, but due to the fact that they don't possess the necessary skills that are required by the economy, they are in the long queue of unemployment, which is structural, by the way. We really need to find a way to ensure that our curriculum is able to produce graduates who can be able to make a meaningful contribution in the mainstream economy of our country.
Makaneta Fera says it is evident that the labor sector is evolving, and this calls for focus on technology and artificial intelligence jobs.
It cannot be correct that as the world is evolving, our basic education system is not evolving. During the basic education Lekotla, which was held in January, stakeholders agreed that there is a need to modernize our education system so that it can be able to be in line with the rest of the world. We also know that jobs that exist today will become obsolete in the near future. Therefore, this is a challenge that calls upon us to reflect and to make sure that we craft our career in line with the fourth industrial revolution. We also know that some of the schools are already offering coding and robotics, and will really be happy if it can be done on a large scale.
Meanwhile, labor lawyer Michael Bagrim told VFM News that the education system in the country plays a huge role towards the high unemployment rate. He calls on to the youth to make an effort in gaining skills which may be required by potential employers.
I've been watching with enormous concern the issue with youth being the category which is worst affected by the unemployment in South Africa today. Unfortunately, the education does not lend itself to youth getting jobs in South Africa, and our whole education system is problematic. My idea is that, in fact, youth should try and get as many skills as they can, even if people have to volunteer for jobs or go to NGOs, volunteer for anything that could give you some skills that in turn could lead to job satisfaction. Experience is something that youth are lacking, and unfortunately the only way you're going to get it is by getting your foot in the door.
Some Johannesburg youth that VFM News spoke to have mixed feelings on whether or not government is doing something in trying to combat the high unemployment rate amongst the youth.
No, I don't think that the government is doing enough to end the high unemployment rate. Instead, the government keeps on increasing it. Like, it keeps on increasing it. It's like a reverse psychology. So instead of them giving the youth permanent positions, it keeps on giving us short-term contracts. Like, you're only gonna work for 3 months. Let's look at those census thingy that was going on for a while. They had the whole youth come together and work for them, and now the contract is finished. So now a person is accustomed to having income, and now they're not. So now that person is like, they have things that they have subscribed to, or, you know, things that they have to pay for, and now they don't have a job. So what does that mean? You know, the president has said this for so many years, that he's been in, ever since he's been in the chair, that he is going to start first with the foundation. But we don't see him even laying one brick of studying the foundation. He's not even laying a brick, nothing.
I think the government would do better to promote employment by ensuring that they are targeting and training students right from high school without even doing the theory parts, but to emphasize more on practicality, they'll be able to really help the situation. Because right now you find out that there are a lot of people coming out of high school who know a lot of theory, but they don't have any practical skills, and that affects their ability to get employment. They can create employment on their own. They don't necessarily have to go and get a job.
The government should actually try to implement the youth more in the youth system and try and create more opportunities, such as forcing companies into having more graduate programs or employing a minimum amount of students, simply because students cannot get jobs without any experience, and it's obviously hard to get a job if you've never had any experience, and you can't get any experience.
Education activist Hendrik Makaneta says unemployment is a big problem in the country, and transforming the education system seems to be the most favorable way of uprooting this problem. While labor lawyer Michael Bagram concluded by suggesting that the youth should volunteer to render their services. This way, they will get experience and good references. For VFM News, I am Kogito Pasha reporting from Braamfontein.
Asina,
asina,
mala, asina,
mala,
asina,
mala,